Welcome to the Lance Greatness Show. You're listening to Lance Greatness, and this is podcast episode 3. I'm excited, you guys. We're going to talk a lot today about healthy lifestyle choices. We don't only talk about dieting on this podcast, but my goal is to help you reach a healthier life in many ways. That can and does include diet, but also fitness and exercise, healthy relationships, better lifestyle choices, whatever shape they may take. I want you to be a happier person after listening to these shows, and I want to train you on these things. We're going to talk about a hot new product that people are going crazy over, and we'll get to that in a minute. First, I'm going to say something, but you don't know yet if it's a fact or if it's a lie. We're going to play a little game, and I want you to shout out loud if it's a truth and shout out quietly if it's a lie. Here we go. Fact or myth number one. You can't just exercise and expect your weight to change. You have to diet as well. What do you guys think? Fact or crap? Crap. That is absolutely nonsensical. It is possible to change nothing about your diet and lose weight with exercise alone. This can be done with two methods. Number one, you're already eating healthy foods. Number two, you buy a dead meal. What is a dead meal? We are going to interview Roger Dandelion right now. He's going to tell us about it right after his little introduction that he was begging me to include on the show. Here's the introduction, and then we'll bring Roger on.
Hey folks, Roger Dandelion here. If you're like me, you are a wimp at the treadmill. You know those last few minutes where you go for the sprint, and you end up prematurely cooling down because it's too difficult? I'm here to help you. I've invented something that will always make sure you are in top shape, and won't let you give up without a fight. I call it the Deadmill. This state-of-the-art treadmill is out of this world. It's equipped with 3 fans to keep you refreshed and hydrated. And did I mention that Deadmill even has a 14-inch smart HD touchscreen? And Deadmill doesn't let you call it quits. Deadmill only comes with 1 speed, sprint mode, to ensure you are always giving your best effort. Deadmill is always running at 14 miles per hour. You also don't have to worry about setting the time limit. Deadmill defaults to a 2-hour run and guarantees a loss of at least 6,000 calories every time you get your fat butt on the run. Say goodbye to accountability. And do you ever forget your water bottle after you commit to a run? No more. Anytime the Deadmill's built-in cup holder is not in use, this is what I hear. You can imagine, I learned fast not to forget my water bottle. So kiss that fat goodbye and say hello to Muscle World. Order now.
Okay, we've got Roger here. Roger, how you doing? And thanks for being on the show.
Hey Lance, I'm a big fan. Thanks for having me.
Now you've come up with an invention to help not only overweight people lose weight, but to guarantee a fitness program for life that will keep the weight off.
I did, and I'll tell you, Lance, it was not easy.
What is this thing, Roger, and why does it work?
Lance, it's really simple. How many of us cannot finish a workout because we get tired? How many of us, myself included, forget a water bottle when we work out? This machine virtually solves every problem with working out. It doesn't allow you to get off the treadmill even until the workout is finished.
Now I'm a bit confused about that. I understand the Deadmill beeps when you forget your water bottle, and I get how it only has 1 speed. Those things I can understand. But how do you enforce the user to finish their workout?
Well, that part was a bit tricky. It wasn't in the ad you just heard, because legally, you have to be sensitive to children that might be listening. But I'll tell you here, since this is an adult-only show here, right?
Sure.
The heart rate monitors are actually handcuffs that don't release you until the workout is finished. These are fine handcuffs. Here, try these on.
Well, all right. Wow, I'm really not getting out of those. Now, how do you get these people to buy the product knowing that they are going to be forced to finish their workout?
Lance.
Hmm?
Look at me.
Okay.
The real question is, what person would not pay thousands of dollars to lose weight, whether or not the method is ethical?
Well, you heard it from the camel's mouth. That was Roger Dandelion, inventor of the Deadmill. Thanks for joining us, Roger. And coming up next, you will not believe what I do every morning to keep off the belly fat. Coming up next.
The IRS finally caught up with Johnny.
I received a letter in the mail, and I didn't know what to do.
He was out of luck until he talked to me. I'm a lawyer. I deal with the IRS all the time. My name's Randall, and if you've heard from the IRS, you need to give me a call. They don't care about you as a person. They will throw you in jail if you don't pay up. Stop by my office, and please, take off your shoes before entering. We've got over 2 locations in Canada, so they can't arrest us if we break the law trying to help you out. So why don't you give us a call?
Randall heard my story, and now I feel like I never have to hide again.
Let us solve your problems for you. My team and I have over 30 years experience dealing with these guys. We understand the jargon of what they do and they'll try to confuse you, so hand the problem over to us. Give us a call. We're waiting.
Disclaimer. Remember, it's a collect call, so you'll have to pay us back. If you leave a message, it will be ignored, so keep calling, but do not call more than twice a day. There are no women's restrooms in our offices.
Let's wrap things up here. Just like I promised, an interesting way to keep off the belly fat. Did you know that a pound of fat actually weighs closer to 2 pounds? True story. So apart from the Lance lard diet, what's the single best thing you can do to keep off belly fat? Do what I do. Twice a year, I get liposuction. I've never been happier. It's not really realistic in this day and age of technology to expect someone to stay totally thin all the time. So I have them do not just my belly, but my arms, my chin. I even have them do my butt for good measure. This is not the most conventional way to lose weight, I'll admit that, but it's fast and it works. I want you to call Dr. Lipo, that's what they call him. I want you to tell him Lance sent you and ask him about the secret sedative that will completely knock you out during the surgery so you won't even have to feel any pain during the surgery. Alright, I really want to do a part 2 of this podcast, of the whole myth or fact kind of thing, since it's getting kind of long here. But let me just emphasize, finally, 2 points here. That you don't have to eat healthy to be healthy, just exercise like crazy, and remember, liposuction works. It's not just for celebrities. And if you call in the next 2 days and schedule a liposuction consultation and mention my name, for every person that calls, I will donate $10 to a charity of my choice. You won't get a better deal anywhere else. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Lance Greatness is the greatest guy around.